sometimes things in Scripture, come on in this way, Millie, they become sayings that we use in our everyday life. And I was wondering if anyone wants to read one line for me. Okay, Tibetchi, come on over here. This is in our psalm. Okay, this is verse 8.
Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings.
Thank you, Tibetchi. That was good reading. Okay, what does it mean, keep me as the apple of your eye, or hide me under the shadow of your wings? Yeah, what do you think, Melina? Keep me in the center of your attention. That's a good guess. Anybody else? What about the shadow of your wings? What does that might mean? You're always there with them. So come here closer because I have some really cool pictures. So this one totally gives you an understanding of protection under the shadow of his wing. It's a big, huge chicken with what? Like a dozen little chicks underneath. And here's another one just popping out from under their wing. So that's supposed to help us remember that God protects us. Like the mother hen protects her chicken so much that she can even hide him underneath her. Is that pretty good? So that's hidden under how exactly does it say? Hide me under the shadow of your wings. But the apple of your eye is a little tricky because when you look at someone, if you can look right into the opening, the little, what do you know what that's called? The pupil, right? Well, another word for opening is aperture, which means like where light comes in. You can see the reflection of who you're looking at. Look at that. You can see the reflection in the pupil of the person who's actually taking the picture. Isn't that amazing? So God protects you as much as if you are, that's right there, always in focus, always looking at you, always taking care of you. So what did you say again about the apple of my eye, that you're the center of attention? Yeah, so God is saying, you're the center of my attention, and I'm going to take care of you and protect you and keep you close to me. Okay? So does that seem like something that's comforting?
Yeah.
So when would it be good for you to remember that you're the center of God's attention and God always protects you? Do you have a time when you guys think you might need to, that might be good for you to remember?
When you go to sleep.
When you go to sleep. Any other time? I kind of need it all day long. All day long, I need to remember that God's keeping me in his focus, like this picture, and takes care of me. So I have three pictures. Anybody want one of them as a reminder? Okay, you got your hand up first, that one. Which one do you want? That one? Who wants the last one? Nobody?
Okay, I'll have
it. Okay, thank you. It's cute, the little chicken popping out. All right, well, let's say our prayer. And Tibetchi, thank you again for reading. So let's put our hands out, or you can hold them together, whatever you like. God, we thank you so much for keeping your eyes on us, for loving us, for caring for us, and offering us protection just like the hen will protect all her little chicks. Help us to remember that you're always there for us. And we say this in your holy name. And what do we say out of a prayer? Amen. Right. So I'll see you guys after Sunday school. Head on out, and I'll see you guys. Well, you're not leaving. I'll see you, like, all the time. All right, thanks, guys.